Life sustains itself by cell division. So does cancer. Breast cancer cells multiply faster because of CDK4/6 proteins. But what if we could block those proteins and stop runaway cell division? To that end, Dana-Farber scientists laid the foundation for CDK4/6 inhibitors, new drugs that are increasing the survival rate for many advanced breast cancers. Dana-Farber's momentum of discovery keeps finding new ways to outmaneuver cancer. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
Household budgets, cutting it too close. David Brancaccio, Americans are living paycheck to paycheck without room to deal with inflation. The e-commerce news site Payments.com and the online bank Lending Club did a survey showing even those making $250,000 a year or more, a third of them have no pad at the end of the month. Marketplace's Samantha Fields reports.
Living paycheck to paycheck can mean one of two things, according to this report.
The first one is people that manage to pay all their bills, but at the end of the month, they have nothing left. Then the other part is obviously those who are struggling to pay their bills.
Anuj Nayar at Lending Club says most high-income people who live paycheck to paycheck have enough to cover their expenses, but not much else.
One of the advantages that higher-income Americans have is they do have more flexibility, but they have also taken on a lot more debt.
Whether that's a mortgage, car loans, student debt, or credit card debt.
A lot of people assume that folks who make more money are more likely to be financially healthy, but our research finds that that's not necessarily the case.
Megan Green is with the nonprofit Financial Health Network.
When we talk about financial health, we're talking about individuals who are able to meet their day-to-day expenses, they're able to save and plan for the future, and they're able to pursue longer-term opportunities.
Inflation, she says, is making all of that harder for people across the income spectrum. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.
Time for the Marketplace Economic Pulse. Today, Ray Dalio, the founder and co-chief investment officer of the biggest hedge fund in the world, Bridgewater Associates. Now, he studies cycles of government borrowing and geopolitics to understand where things might be going, and his animated video on the subject now has more than 14 million views online. Mr. Dalio, thanks for joining us again.
Hey there.
Now, where are you on if a recession is coming early next year, or is it a fool's errand to try to predict those things?
No, it's just mechanics. I think we're entering a period of stagflation. We can go through the reasons. The most important is if the amount of money and credit created to give to people to spend increases by more than the amount of goods and services produced, you will have price rises. And the way that central banks attempt to get rid of inflation is to take money and credit away from people. And that's the dynamic that produces stagflation. So I think we've entered an extensive period of stagflation that is not only brought about by the money and credit things that we're talking about, but also by the inefficiencies that are being created by this different type of economic allocation. The way in the past that resources were allocated was primarily economics. Where's the cheapest place to produce it cost effectively? Now we're seeing, for self-protection reasons, countries, they want to be self-sufficient, so they'll produce it. That means that the quantity of goods and services being produced is also adversely affected, and that produces more inflation.
I mean, maybe the inflation we're seeing right now is of a different kind, that, you know, China reopens after its COVID lockdowns, that they fix the microchip shortage soon enough, and we can finally buy those cars, and it eases the supply backlogs that is driving some of this.
Yes, there are some temporary things, but they're really being given exaggerated importance. We have other things that are bigger. Partially this money and credit thing, and partially this geopolitical thing. Like, for example, right now you could see the effect of the war. Well, now imagine that that is carried through with secondary sanctions to China. The need for companies who worry about such possibilities having to pick alternative places to produce means that it's not the most efficient ways to produce. That lack of efficiency, together with the fact that we do have very large deficits, and we have to fund those, and we have very low real returns, which causes the selling of debt instruments and the buying of inflation hedge assets. I think those are more important influences than the ones that you're mentioning.
Ray Dalio is the founder and co-chief investment officer of Bridgewater Associates. We also talked about the Country Power Score Index. Mr. Dalio, thanks for the time on this.
It's my pleasure. Good to see you again, David.
Dalio and team also have this new 18-point system, the index you referred to rank the economic, social, and political health of countries. We're number one, but fading. A director's cut of our conversation is streamable from the Marketplace website if you miss it on the air today. In about an hour and a half, the government's hiring and unemployment reports for May are due. The forecast is for strong payrolls, but 23% lower than April. S&P futures are down 0.5% now. Now to the largest wildfire in New Mexico's history, still burning. It started when the U.S. Forest Service ignited what were supposed to be controlled burns to prevent bigger fires later. New Mexico is pressing Washington to pay for it all. Marketplace's Savannah Marr has more.
The Forest Service is investigating why the burns got out of control. We do know that April conditions in the Sangre de Cristo Mountains were unusually dry and windy.
I would never have guessed that a fire at this time of year and at this elevation would burn like this.
James Biggs, a fire ecologist at New Mexico Highland University, says prescribed burns almost never get out of control. Still, this incident could have a chilling effect, according to Kimiko Barrett with Headwaters Economics.
I think it's natural to feel skeptical after this experience,
particularly as suppression and recovery costs mount. But Barrett says abandoning this wildfire mitigation tool would be even more destructive and expensive.
Because wildfire is an ecological necessity. It's inevitable.
It's time to update burn protocols to account for climate change, says James Biggs.
So we can avoid this situation particularly.
Because of the New Mexico fire, the Forest Service has paused prescribed burning until late summer. I'm Savannah Marr for Marketplace.
NASDAQ futures are down 0.8%, with the monthly hiring and unemployment reports due in a bit. It's the Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.